This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is Monday, I think.
Thursday.
Today is next Thursday.
Which is the third or fourth.
Maybe you know third. What day it is. Hey, check your phone.
You'll know what day it is. No, it's Thursday. Next Thursday.
For me, it's Thursday the fucking 20th.
It's still last month. But this upcoming week, it's
you know the new, what day it is.
April.
It's harder spring than the is in the systems.
Air. Spring is in the air. You're going to have to spring these kids out of jail.
I love this story. This story is fucking great. This comes from ABC 13 Eyewitness News. Parents of boy bank robbers dubbed as the Little Rascals turned them in.
I feel like that's a little too cute.
Dude, 11-year-old, 12-year-old, and 16-year-old walk into a bank. This feels like the setup for a bad joke.
It really does.
If one of them was a priest and the other was a rabbi, this is, you're pulling my fucking leg. An 11, 12, and 16-year-old, they go into a Wells Fargo and they rob the Wells Fargo with threats of intimidation or whatever. Basically like, I got a gun.
Sure.
Give me the money, you know? And then their parents turn them in.
That's awesome. That's so great. You got to love that the parents are like, no, absolutely
I
not.
Read this story to Haley and I was like 100, we were both like 100% I wouldn't turn the kids into the cops. There's a 0% chance that I think that the American justice system is the best way to deal with this situation. There's no world.
If your kids did a felony, you wouldn't turn them in?
No. I mean, like if they hurt somebody, like a somebody, yes. If they hurt a corporation, no, I would not make them go to jail, which I don't really believe in and isn't rehabilitative and will just ruin their lives. Because like Wells Fargo had to file an insurance claim. Like I would not do that. No, I would deal with it at home. I don't know what that would even mean. My kids, I can't even imagine. Yeah, like it's sure, like laughable yeah, knowing yeah. my kids. Cause like my oldest name is Finnegan Danger Curry. And he is the least dangerous person. My kids are the least dangerous people. When my teenagers, like last year, they asked permission to engage in shenanigans. And the shenanigans they wanted to engage in was to watch an R-rated movie that we got to approve. That was their teenage shenanigans.
Wow.
So them robbing a bank is so, I can't even imagine it. My kids are like weirdly wholesome, But no, I have such reservations about the American justice system.
Sure.
That like I couldn't put anyone I love through it. Like if they hurt somebody, yeah. But if they violated some other law, I just couldn't in good conscience do it. But yeah, I love the fucking Little Rascals. I think it's an adorable name.
They have like a tree house and no girls allowed with a Z and it's backwards.
No cops allowed with a Z.
They have one dog and it's got that big spot over one eye. Yeah. One of the kids talk like this.
There's so many listeners that have never heard of the Little Rascals.
They don't even know what it is.
Did you ever watch it? I've never actually watched it.
When I was a kid, yeah, it would come on. So on certain nights of the week, I think it was like Friday or Saturday or something, they would have a Stooges and then the Little Rascals would also play too because it was at the same time that all that stuff was happening. The Stooges and the Little Rascals, that sort of slapstick, unfunny
comedy.
You were
a Stooges guy, right? Did you like the Stooges?
No, not really.
No?
No.
For some reason, I thought you were a Three Stooges fan. I don't know why.
I know of them.
Right.
I think I watched them quite a bit as a kid. But I'll be real honest. I don't know that I ever in my life have ever laughed, even as a kid, at the Three Stooges.
Me either. I remember it being on. It was one of those shows that was on in reruns at certain times of day, like you say. And I remember being like at babysitters' houses and stuff, and they would have it on, and being like, I don't get this. This is nothing.
It's just all it is just people falling down and getting a pie in their face and poking each other and pulling on each other's hair and smacking them. And it always felt so violent.
It feels like black and white pro wrestling on the street.
It always felt so violent. Even as a little kid, I would watch them poke each other in the eye and I would think, what are you doing? That's going to damage your cornea.
I know, right?
They're what supposed are you doing?
And they're also supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
Who are constantly hitting themselves with like planks of wood and shit. And I'm just like
throwing water on each other.
I don't know. I can't.
Somebody sits on a tack and then slams their head through a 2x4.
Do you know what it was? Oh my God. I just realized it. This was old timey Jackass.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
This was like Jackass for like the old timey age.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who will say, oh, what you're missing is the nuance, but I don't know what
new
ones.
Noah, don't write
there.
Me your fucking thing. I know. Noah likes all that old.
I just never thought it was all that funny.
It wasn't.
When I was a kid, I just thought
you were right.
There's nothing to me, there's nothing funny about it. It's very similar to me when I watched that America's Favorite Nutshot show where somebody gets punched in the balls.
Yeah.
It's the home video show, but every third segment is let's watch all these guys get hammered in the nuts. and then every single one, I'm just slowly trying to press my legs closer and closer together. And none of it's funny. The poor guy's just standing there and some guy takes a golf swing a little too overzealously and he smacked the wrong ball. And this guy's on the ground writhing in pain. And you think, why is this fun? What is happening?
What is happening? I know America's Funniest Home Videos. I remember when that show first came out and I was a little kid and I laughed until I cried watching it because it was like pets doing antics and people getting like a ball in the face or balls in the balls. Yeah. And then like by like episode 3 as a kid, I was like, nah, I'm good.
That's
like my dad would be like, you want to watch it? Be like, nah.
My dad watched that show incessantly.
My dad liked it too.
My dad would watch that show. He thought it was the best thing ever.
But my dad's favorite show was Cops.
Okay.
So, you know.
He likes shaky cam, I think. I think that's really it. He likes shaky cam.
Yeah.
My dad watched the shit out of Cops too. Watched the hell out of it. There's a new one that's live.
Excuse me?
It's live. So it's live on television and then they just have live shit happening on. There's a
How
new
boring.
One. I've never seen it. I've just seen clips of it, but it's actually live.
How do they get permission, I wonder, from people?
I don't know how that happens.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need permission from people to do live broadcasts, though, on television.
I guess that's true.
Yeah. So I don't know how they would. I think if you're on just live television, it's just, that's your tough luck.
That's it. But yeah, like, that seems like the most boring thing ever to watch. Like,
watch a cop sitting around and fucking dunking.
Do you know?
Looking, by going to 7-Eleven and looking through the mints for which one he wants. How boring is that?
Do you know how fast you were going the TV show? Are you kidding me?
How boring would it be to watch it if all it was people getting pulled over for very mundane just like.
But that's like most of what like cop ticket do. And they just harass people for like driving too fast.
You rolled through a stop sign and now you're on live television.
Right. They show up with this camera like, and they're like, okay, can I have your driver's license and insurance? Man. And you're like fumbling like, oh, this insurance card's expired. Hang on a minute.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm on TV.
I'm going to go to jail. You're going to put me in the cell like some little rascals.
Doesn't that create an incentive, though, to make exciting things happen?
I think probably what happens is they go in big enough cities where they can hear the scanner. And if you're sort of centralized, maybe you can get to the thing in time. That's my thought is that
they probably just do like, okay, now we do camera 3. Now we'll do camera 7. Somebody somewhere
has something going on and they can always send those people very specifically to calls that are.
Nah, that makes sense. That makes sense. This is only in America. This is the most American story. It's from the Miami New Times. South Florida mom arrested after gun found in kid's lunchbox at daycare. Let me read this whole story, guys. Sure.
I just want to point out that this is the America Republicans want.
This is. Some parents may pack a toy or a little note in their child's lunchbox to wish them well during their day at school. One Palm Beach County mom allegedly left a less wholesome surprise. On March 14th, police arrested Shanae Davis after a Glock 43 handgun was discovered in her child's lunchbox at Jackson's Daycare at Riviera Beach.
Jesus
According to
Christ.
The police report, a teacher screamed, "Gun!" upon a... And guys, again, this is daycare. This isn't like elementary school. This is daycare. Like, these aren't trained teachers a lot of times. These are just people that just go to work at the daycare. You know?
Wow.
This is not like this isn't junior high or high school or the elementary school.
You're going to be a teacher for a while. Could you?
Yeah.
Did they ever talk about any kind of school shooting stuff when you were doing teacher stuff?
Because I'm old. And so, no. I graduated college.
There was school shootings going on when you were training.
Yeah. But it was like, I think everybody kind of thought after Columbine that was the big one. There wasn't like a real big address it kind of need at the time. Okay. Yeah. No. Schools had just started kind of being locked during the day. I do remember that. I do remember because before that, most schools weren't locked during
the day. My school was locked during the day.
Was it? When you were
so
in school?
When I went to high school.
If you left, you couldn't get back in.
If you leave through any door, you can't get back in. You have to go through the front door, and we had a police officer.
Okay. So when I went to school, my school doors were not locked during the day.
Oh, yeah. All the doors were locked. They didn't. And it wasn't because they thought of danger. They just wanted to give the kid a detention. That's the only reason.
Right.
Because if you would have left the doors open at my school,
right,
there would have been kids coming in and out all the time because there was a bunch of bad kids that went there.
Right.
So they had to have them funnel through one door. And there was before the time of pagers or anything.
Right.
So you couldn't actually page somebody to get in to the school.
Hey, let me in. I'm at the east door,
let me in. Right. That's a different story now, I'm sure, than it was back then. But back when I went to school, that's not a thing that happened. You had to go. If you wanted to get back in school, and I did it several times when I went to go smoke a cigarette. So I'd walk out by
the
drafting
a rock or
thing,
something by
I'd
the
walk
door.
Back in. They'd be like, why are you outside? I'd be like, oh, I forgot something in my car. I had to go out to my car. And then they'd let you back in. And they'd be like, go to the office. And then I wouldn't go to the office. I'd go back to the class. Like, yeah, I'm going to go to the office.
Okay. Sure, okay.
Sure, I'm going. Here I go to the office. And then I just go to class.
I'll take an extra 3 minutes in the hallway. Yeah.
But I was, the funny thing was, is I was 18. So I was a year behind. And I was 18. I was a stupid kid. I was a year behind. And I was 18 when I was in my senior year. So I was allowed to smoke. Like, you can't bust me for smoking outside.
Right.
You can give me at whatever detention or whatever because I'm smoking on school property, but they couldn't. Like it wasn't illegal.
It wasn't
illegal. It was illegal for me to smoke. I literally could smoke anywhere in the United States at the time.
Right.
And back then, you could smoke on an airplane.
Right. Back then, that's true. Like, everybody was smoking everywhere.
Yeah.
You could smoke in a surgical suite.
Exactly. He'd be like, forceps, drag out a cigarette.
Right.
Forceps, drag out a cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, Haley used to tell me stories where she would smoke. She went to a Catholic school, so it wasn't public, it was private school. And she would smoke and the teachers would come out and smoke with the kids.
Yeah.
They just had a smoking section.
Smoking section.
You know, and the kids would go out and smoke and the teachers would go out and smoke.
I smoked outside of the doors all the time. I would walk out to the doors and I would put a little thing in there and then I would just sit outside and smoke outside and then go back into class. I'd do that all the time.
The world is so different now. No, can you even imagine something like that happening?
Smoking in general has become not a thing that I think a lot of people do. I think it has, I mean, I'm sure there are plenty. There might even be smokers who listen.
Yeah.
But I think if you were to take that temperature now versus when we started.
Yeah, it's very rare
probably
now.
Probably a huge difference in smokers. But probably, I would imagine there's a ton of people who listen to the show who quit smoking.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Smoking was massively popular in our age bracket.
In our age bracket, it was huge. Smoking was huge. I knew several people who smoked. I also, weirdly, had a friend crew that was kind of split down the middle. That there was three or four of us who smoked and three or four people who never smoked.
Yeah. I've never had a cigarette. I've never tasted one.
I smoked for about 10 years and then I quit. Yeah, I quit cold turkey, but I smoked. I was up to about 2 packs a day when I quit.
That's a lot,
man. I was smoking 2 packs a day. I was working at a.
That plumbing supply warehouse?
Yeah, I was working at a warehouse. And when you work at a warehouse and you could go outside, you couldn't smoke inside. But if I ever had to go pull a sewage pipe that was heavy cast iron pipe in the plumbing supply warehouse that they kept outside. If I had to go pull that, as soon as I walk out the door, I'd light a cigarette. I'd be out there. I'd be plucking all the stuff, putting it into the cart that I had. And then when I'd walk in, I'd throw the cigarette away. Now going through cigarettes probably faster than normal because I'm, going in and out of the warehouse, but I smoked about 2 packs a day when I finally quit.
God, can you imagine what that would cost now?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's like a mortgage.
Yeah, no kidding, right? You could own a car for that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 2 packs a day. I think they're up to $10 a pack. That's 20 bucks a day.
That's a lot of dough, man.
That's
You're looking at a lot of money. Yeah.
That's
$140 a week.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
$260 a month.
It's a car payment.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man. All right. So this lady, according to the police report, a teacher screamed gun upon opening the lunchbox that morning, promoting a coworker to run over. After questioning whether it was a toy, staff took a closer look and realized the gun was indeed real. At which point they called the police.
I figured it out, Tom. The reason why they don't want kids to get free lunch, they want to take that away so that moms can put the gun in and take school.
Right.
That's why the Republicans want to
take away their lunches?
Take away the free lunch program.
Right.
So everybody has to bring a gun from home.
Yeah, you had a brown gun it. Davis told officers that she routinely leaves her gun inside her car's glove compartment. But after a string of break-ins at her West Palm Beach apartment complex, she had been taking her pistol out of her car. She said that on the morning of March the 14th, she placed the weapon in her child's lunchbox because she does not carry a purse and didn't want it out in the open. The report said, for fuck's sake, lady. This is like,
look,
you couldn't think of a better place to put a fucking pistol than your kid's lunchbox?
Maybe during a panic situation, the gun winds up in your kid's underwear drawer. But you got to get the gun out of there.
It would be the only thing I could think about.
Right?
Like if I
Seriously.
I would be sweating.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at my kid the whole time and looking at where I fucking knew that gun. I would be in a fucking red panic if I had a gun in the wrong place. Yeah. Like I own guns.
Yeah.
My guns are always, I never am like, I wonder where my gun is.
Yeah.
That is a crazy thing to imagine. I always 100% of the time know where my gun is.
It also makes me wonder too. If you have a concealed carry,
right.
You can conceal it.
Right.
But it doesn't sound like this person has a concealed carry, so they didn't really know what to do to get the gun to places. Yeah. And they had to put it, they didn't have their purse, they're just like, give me your lunchbox,
yeah.
Throws the sandwich, sticks the gun in there.
Also, her prior plan for the gun was, that's just in my glove box all the time?
That feels like a bad place
what
for
is even happening, lady? What is even happening? It's just like, yeah, I just always keep a gun in my glove box. But then, like, I live in such a neighborhood that I need a gun to protect myself. But also, I live in that same neighborhood where people are going to steal my gun from.
Yeah, that feels...
Man, this all feels like...
It feels like a lot. I also, too, I wonder if the kid, when he opens his thermos, if he catches a bullet. It's like a magazine in the thermos that he's trying
to thought it would be a Nutribullet.
You just press the button. You press the top and it actually explodes.
According to the Riviera Beach Police, Davis admitted she forgot to remove the gun from the lunchbox and later received a phone call from the daycare telling her to come to the school immediately.
Woof.
And although the police say the daycare center owner didn't want to press charges, the 39-year-old was arrested on counts of child neglect, that's allowing fair. A minor to obtain a firearm and take it to school.
That's fair.
Because of course, what do you mean you don't want to press charges? What is happening? You don't want to press charges.
If you're at that daycare and your kid's at that daycare and the daycare guy doesn't want to press charges because of that, you need to move to a different daycare.
Thank you. What would they press charges for?
Never, ever go back.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if the daycare center worker didn't open the lunchbox and the kid did? Because, like, I never had somebody else open my fucking lunchbox. I bet it was just because this was a particularly little kid that somebody had to open the lunchbox for this kid, right?
Oh, my God.
Why else would the daycare worker open the lunchbox?
Oh.
So what almost happened was... A kid in a daycare center shot somebody in the daycare center.
Yeah. There's been stories recently of little kids shooting parents. I've saw a couple of those recently. That happens.
It happens a lot.
It's not like a non-zero thing that happens
right.
in America. Like that's something that happens in America, on occasion.
Alarming regularity.
Someone will be like, oh, yeah, I left my gun out and my three-year-old shot my dog and then me.
Yeah.
That happens like without, that's not a strange story.
People get weirdly comfortable around their guns. Like guns should always make you, I don't care how many years you've had guns in your lives. A gun should be something that you're never comfortable with. Not in the sort of casual, comfortable
right.
way, right? Mm-hmm. When I say comfortable, I mean, not in that casual, forget about it, where are my car keys kind of a way. A gun should be something that you are always hyper-vigilant about, constantly. And if you are the kind of person who can't maintain hyper-vigilance around your gun, you should be like, well, I guess I don't get to have a gun.
You should treat your gun like a hand grenade.
Yeah, man.
With the pin in it.
How that's comfortable,
how you should,
yeah.
That's how you should always treat it.
Yep.
Because if you gave me a hand grenade, I would be constantly looking at it and then constantly looking over to make sure the pin didn't just pop out on its own.
If you had a live hand grenade, would this ever be a question that you'd be like, I don't know, hey, dude, where's your hand grenade?
In my kid's lunchbox.
My kid's lunchbox. In the lunchbox.
I thought it was a pineapple.
I thought it was one of those gushers. I bit into it and exploded.
Man, it's right next to the fucking Nutribullet.
Guys, fucking America.
Dude, it's fucking so America.
This story comes from the CBC. Parents file $1.5 million lawsuit after Quebec teacher accused of selling students' artwork online.
Oh, man. They won't even hang this shit at home on the fridge and they're going to charge them $1 million for it.
So the assignment is actually, this is fucking brilliant. The assignment was like, draw a creepy portrait. And so these kids drew these creepy, weird kid portraits full of color. And they just look like kid drawings. Yeah. They're bad. They look like bad kid drawings, right? So, but they kind of have an aesthetic to them. I can kind of understand.
Sure.
They kind of have an aesthetic to them. And the teacher
like a Basquiat-esque sort of thing right. going on. Yeah.
So like the teacher recognized like, oh, I think there's something here. And he fucking monetized it. He put this shit on the website and he started churning out merch. You could get like t-shirts and fucking coffee mugs. All kinds of like fucking mouse pads. It's a fucking Zazzle of stolen kid art.
Why don't you just call it Midjourney?
Sarah, why wouldn't you just have Midjourney do this for you?
Yeah, to be honest, yeah.
Right? Why wouldn't you take 10 pictures of this art and then say, hey, Dolly or Midjourney or whatever, use this as your inspiration to create 75 shitty kid self-portraits. And then you wouldn't be stealing anybody else's work. But you could still get the sort of aesthetic, the natural aesthetic you were going for. And then the world is a worse place
you're
because
get
AI
so
exists.
Much mail because you said you wouldn't be stealing anyone's work.
I know that you're every
gonna,
look, guys,
we're going to get mail for that. I'm sorry.
Never misunderstand Tom here. AI should all be burned. We should walk over to every AI server, unplug it, and burn the building down. It's all
you
theft.
You can't do that now because
it's
Skynet.
All theft.
You can't do that. You're not allowed.
I agree. It's all theft. Every bit of it. It's trained on theft. It's built on theft. Theft is at the fucking foundation and root and core of all AI. So I don't need your email.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. Arm in arm. Like we're brothers in arms here.
It is. And it's theft. It's theft when you look at the way things are written. You know, it's stealing turns of phrase and stealing things like that. And then it's also, you know, it's using things that are very similar, if not completely plagiarized sometimes.
Yeah.
So when it comes to visual art.
Yes. Right. So when I say it wasn't stolen, I mean directly, like in a one-to-one.
I'm just trying to get you as much mail as possible.
Thank
Tom.
You. I appreciate that.
I'm looking out for you always. I'm trying to get you as much.
You've
mail
always got
as
my back, like, brother. Always back. Got my back.
Yikes. The worst kind of back to have.
This story comes from Fox News. Lego instructs California Police Department to stop using Lego heads to mask identities of suspects.
So I got to show a picture of this on our page. They take, so if you're not watching this, what they do is they take people's, anybody who's been captured or is getting photographed at this point for crime or in a lineup, and then they just take their heads and they give them Lego heads, those little like yellow heads with the
little fucking hilarious looking
dot guys. On the top. And they have like a little Lego head that they put in front of them. And then they don't have to show their identity. And it's a law that they're not allowed to post these people's identities. So they've been using these Lego heads. Well, Lego just says, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You're basically criminalizing our brand. Yeah. And this is one of the few times that somebody can actually get the cops to stop doing something if they're doing something wrong.
I know. And like, you guys, here's the thing. I totally get that it absolutely dehumanizes. I want to just acknowledge it so I don't get more mail. I get the problem, right? I get that this absolutely dehumanizes very human people caught up in a violently retributive justice system. So I don't need your email about it. But the pictures are hilarious. I can't pretend that they're not. They're fucking funny. They are like, they're horrible. They shouldn't exist. Yes, 100%. But they're really fucking funny. I can't help it. There's the part of me that looks at the picture of the guy with his hands up and they put a goofy fucking Lego head on it.
Oh, I know.
And I'm like, that's fucking funny,
it's
man.
It's funny. It's funny, but also at the same time, just like, you know, you're stealing shit and you're using my brand.
Yeah, you have no right to it.
To make it. Well, not that you have no right, but you're also ruining the brand.
Yeah.
You're making the brand say, this is related to criminality.
Right.
Like, that's a shitty thing to do.
It totally is. And it's a kid's product.
Yeah.
Like,
Lego's there's a lot of things that are wrong with this.
Every single thing is wrong with this. And I still can't help but laugh at the pictures.
It's still fun. The pictures
are
still funny.
It's one of those things where I'm like, God, I fucking object to that on like seven levels. But the picture's fucking funny.
The thing is that their social media people are, that's smart. It's smart and funny. It is a funny thing to do. But at the same time, the moment they got caught, it's like, well, bad boys, what you gonna do?
But I, you know, the police did say something. Here, scroll down, because I want to read what they said. Because the police were like, yeah, okay, we'll stop, right? All right, so here's what the police said. The legal groups reached out to us and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which of course we understand and will comply with. We are currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers. And that struck me as fucking gross. You're the police.
I know.
You don't need to have a social media page.
What do you need followers?
What the fuck are you advertising?
I don't want to see
being arrested.
I don't want to see your lip syncing or TikTok dancing. Right. I don't want to see any of that.
Why? This is a really, really weird. This is a weird space, right? Yeah. Why the fuck do the cops need to have a fucking Facebook page or an Instagram or fucking TikTok? Why do they need to have funny shit that people are like, oh, that is so funny when the cops bust the bag? Like, stop. This is serious business, right? Like, there's actually, for somebody being arrested, probably no more serious thing that can happen in their life.
But I think
what is
happening? The reason why this is so easy for us to palate, though, is because of we dehumanize them through the justice system.
Yeah.
So for us, if you dehumanize somebody who goes through the justice system, then they're easier to exploit in any way, whether that's through violence or through the through social media or other means to make them a laughing stock, to make them a bad. I mean, think of how tough it is for someone who's a felon to turn their life around.
Yeah.
Think about how that uphill. I mean, I think that you'll never be whole.
No.
You'll never be
just the same. Yeah.
And I think that's what I think it's just the way the system is designed. It's to make those people lesser. And if they happen to be comic relief sometimes or things that get beat other times, it doesn't matter to us.
Well, and I mean, I know this is the funny show, but like also I'm saying like, what do you need it for? But I know what you need it for. This is advertising. So the public will back more funding of
the
police.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. It's the same reason that they have the pictures with the big drug bus full of, you know, like kilos and kilos of drugs and stacks of cash and big piles of guns on the table. That stuff isn't so they can just like thump their chest. It's that the public says yes next time there's a referendum on buy the cops a tank.
Yeah.
That's what that shit's for. And I know that.
And the other thing that's crazy too is, you know, you're talking about this social media stuff, but there was a block party nearby and I got CC'd because the area that I live in is a neighborhood and that neighborhood will get the CC'd in on these things. And there was a block party that was going to be happening. And they said, we're going to have the SWAT team come by for the kids. And I thought, what the fuck does the SWAT team need for the kids? But the kids were going to go hang out and the SWAT team was going to show up and they were going to look at their big car and their guns and their shit. And that was one of the attractions was that they were going to bring like a drug bust outfit to my subdivision to have a party with like a fucking bounce house and a SWAT team.
Man. It doesn't feel much different though than like having a military parade, right?
Yeah,
like
right.
It, like when we glorify, God, we're doing a bad job with the funny show, but like when we glorify like these systems of violence, we're normalizing it so that everyone's like, yeah, that's what's cool.
Sure,
it's cool to have. It's like that like Call of Duty-esque recruiting poster for the police that we covered a few weeks. Yeah. It's all the same shit.
Yeah,
it's all the same shit. This story's from AP News. The Philadelphia Phillies are scrapping the $1 hot dog night following unruly fan behavior.
I want to just show this machine. This machine shoots hot dogs into the audience. So this big hot dog shoots littler hot dogs out of its little pinpoint on the end of its frame.
It's totally ejaculated.
And it shoots
hole there.
It shoots a fucking hot dog like a fucking t-shirt cannon out into the fucking audience. And I cannot get enough of this. I think it is the greatest invention in humankind.
I was going to ask you, what is the dollar amount you would pay to shoot that cannon into the... Like, if you could be the fucking Philadelphia Philly thing or whatever that thing
is
called.
For a day?
And shoot that fucking hot dog cannon at people. If you could do this for one game.
I'll tell you, man, I would give a lot. I don't know what the
dollar
value
is. I would go into my 401k
for this. I would maybe do a second mortgage.
Yeah, I'd take a home equity loan.
Be a lot of money, I think, is what you do.
I would shoot a hot dog cannon.
Fucking amazing. Well, one of the things that they're talking about in this, and it's a really interesting concept, is that when it's dollar dogs, people throw them sometimes back out of the fans.
They just like hurl them everywhere. There's a food fight video.
Like a food fight in Philly with fucking Dollar Tugs. But if they charge two for five, they've noticed that people are too stingy with their money to throw full hot dogs.
Right.
So they don't have flying pork pieces and buns flying through the air when it's two for five. But when it's one for $1, you got to watch out. And they could bean somebody in the outfield with a hot dog, Tom.
All I want in my life now is to go to one of these games. I wish they, if I knew that this was happening, I'd have been on an airplane being like, I'm going to hot dog night.
Oh my God.
At the fucking Phillies baseball thing. Oh. I don't even know what their team is. I don't care.
You said it already.
Is it the Phillies?
It's the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would go watch the Phillies play baseball and I would not give a shit. I just want to be in a hot dog food fight. I'd bring like $200, God, man. I would be loaded up. That fucking hot dog person would come by and be like, I'll take the whole tray. Oh, bring me the whole tray of hot dogs.
How fucking amazing would it be to be in the audience and you're having a food fight and then they wheel this thing out to calm the crowd down and they're shooting dogs into the fucking audience and you catch a wiener to the face? Like it's spring break, Tom. Like it's spring break, man.
All I think is that like, that gif of the girl with like a fucking like 30 hot dogs 30 in her face at once.
In the face all at the same time. Oh, this is fucking so good. It's so good. The idea that somebody has a pork shooting cannon is so funny to me and so amazing. And the fact that it looks like a fucking hot dog.
Is there a video of it being shot?
Now we got to look it up.
I got to look it up. I love the, you guys, the resignation of like, now we have to pause the whole thing and look this up. I love it.
Phillies hot dog shooter.
There it is.
All right, here we go. Hot dog cannon. We're going to watch it here, guys. Hot dog shot from a cannon.
Uh-oh. Oh, man. Watch out, Ben.
It's not going to go well.
So here we go. So if you're not watching this, there's a fishing expedition. Philadelphia Phillies has Kubert.
When he brought down the fishing nets. And he was
He's shooting him in the... Look at
that. Look at that hot dog go.
Look at that hot dog go.
Oh.
Look at that hot dog go.
Oh, he got it.
That thing fucking really went far, man.
God damn. He got some fucking air on that Frankfurter.
I'm not kidding when I say that head thing had to go 200 feet in the air.
Easy. Easy.
Oh my God, Tom.
Now I want it even more.
That thing is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Cecil. Are they going to retire it because they're not doing hot dog night anymore?
No, they're still doing hot dog night. It just happens to be, it's now.
No, it's not dollar night.
Yeah, but it's not hot dog dollar night.
It's like BOGO.
$2.50
or whatever.
$2.50 a hot dog.
God damn
it. Two for five. Let's see if that other one, let's see if it's actually shooting hot dogs into the audience. Let's see.
There's one where a fan was injured by it.
The fanatic, his hot dog shooting gun. Now look at the lady.
Okay, here we go.
Clear. And then the fanatic. Now watch this. The pig.
He's shooting a pig. Oh, shot the pig with a dog.
Oh my God.
How great is that?
He got hot dogged.
There's a person in a pig outfit that just shot.
Point blank range.
I haven't seen a baseball game in.
Oh my God.
Since before my mom died. It's a long time ago.
It's been a long time.
My mom liked baseball. So I would watch it when my mom was over.
Well, that's nice.
Because she just liked baseball. So we'd just sit and like.
Sit and watch a game.
To be honest, baseball is one of those excellent sports to just have on in the background. And just have a conversation because there's so little that happens a lot.
Right.
And there's plenty of time to pause. Unlike other sports, like basketball is stuff is happening the whole
time. You got to watch it.
And the same thing with football. You know, you get a couple of seconds in between, 25 or 30 seconds in between plays. Most of the time that's showing something else that happened the previous play. And then there's something else that happens. With baseball, these dudes are out there just fucking scratching their balls and like walking back and forth. They have made strides to make it faster.
Quicker game?
Quicker games because people were just walking away from the plate. And
well, who's got that kind of time commitment?
Man, I'll tell you though, back in the day when it was, you know, was the biggest sport in America, they'd have these day games and you'd go out and you'd spend all day there
because
it's 4 hours long.
I've had to go to like corporate things at the minor league games before.
Those are the worst. Minor league games are the worst because every single thing that happens is sponsored.
Everything, so dude.
They'll say, this is the Bill Jacobs pitch of the game. And you think, this is the second pitch of the game.
And they like drive a fucking car out on the field. Yeah. And they have like, now we've got to have
the Bill Jacobs dancers.
Yeah, so right, yeah. And just, yeah, you're not wrong at all.
And then they do flips and then they leave and then they throw another pitch and now it's Bill Jacobs television sets. And then they throw they have a television shooter and they shoot one in the audience and then somebody does a flip and then they throw another pitch. It's insanity.
It's insane. And the game takes 7 years. They play one game every 7 years. And the plays are not good. The players aren't good players. You're used to watching professional baseball. Yeah. These are less than professional baseball.
I had the worst time there. I went with my wife and we thought, oh, it'll be fun. You know, we'll be at one of these places. Yeah. They started out like that. And there was about maybe fourth pitch in, a whole group of people come in and they're all like 16 kids.
Jesus Christ.
And maybe four or five adults, right?
That's not a good ratio.
The 16 kids all sit in front of Sarah and I. And then all the adults go, okay, we're going to be six rows in front of you. You kids be good.
What? What?
And then they just left their
kids. And were the kids good?
We left third inning.
Okay, so
we
not so
like,
much.
The kids were just freaking out. They're standing on the chairs. They're screaming. They're like fighting with each other. And I was like,
this is awesome.
There's a reason I have a vasectomy. I'm going to go somewhere else.
I'm going to go get another vasectomy, actually. This has convinced me to get a second
one. That's the worst, dude. Ugh. People who treat their kids like that are just like, drop them off. Get the fuck out of here. You shat them out. You take care of them.
Yep.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Especially when they're in like fucking like the dozens like that, you know?
You know they're not going to be good.
No, they're all ramped up. They're all excited and shit. Like you got to be there yelling at them.
You got to yell at them the whole time. You got to ride them. Don't shoot them out of that cannon.
There's 16. That ratio is no good. A four to one adult kid. No, that ratio is bad. This story comes from LBC. This is a British thing. Kids left in tears and police called over shambolic Willy Wonka inspired event.
You have to read this.
After parents forked out £35 per ticket.
So I'm going to show pictures of this. They look so sad.
Ugh.
It's so sad. So the pictures are of a big space, and the pictures, I can't really zoom in exactly on them, but you can see they said it was, when we read it, they're going to talk about how amazing this production was supposed to be. And instead, what it is just a big open space where someone put a couple of like sheets on the wall with something colorful.
Cecil's not exaggerating. Imagine an empty warehouse, for real, an empty warehouse, and then tacked on the wall so it's not even straight, like not even straight across. Is like a sheet mural next to another sheet mural next to another sheet mural. And then that's the whole wall.
That's it.
That's it. There's nothing. There's like a card table.
There's a card table. Here, I'm going to show you a card table with drinks on it. Like, half filled drinks.
Like 14 like little like clear plastic cups half filled with
lemonade.
And
then they showed where the kids could sit. And there's one little bounce house far away in the corner and a couple of places where kids could sit. Now, Tom, you got to read how this was marketed.
Because this reminds me of a Citation Needed episode, a Christmas episode that we did in Britain about a Christmas thing that was overbilled. And then when people showed up, it was just like a fucking mud pit. Santa got into a fight with an elf and it's like fucking crazy. The $35 event ticket, $35 a ticket event promised a chocolate fantasy like never before and a day where dreams come to life.
Woof.
But the reality was a nightmare.
That's great writing.
Organizer House of Illuminati put together the event at the Box Hub in Glasgow and saw hundreds of families purchase tickets. Well, the Illuminati can't be trusted.
I would say it's better off in Glasgow than in Edinburgh because those people in Edinburgh will tear you apart.
The people in Glasgow are used to being disappointed. They wake up in Glasgow.
I actually like that city quite a bit.
Glasgow? I did too. I love that city. But many who had expected a sweet Roald Dahl-inspired event were left furious, describing the experience as a waste of money. Stuart Sinclair, 29, who traveled 2 hours from Dundee with his three children to the event, described it as an absolute shambles of an event. He told the Courier newspaper, quote, there was a guy wandering.
He took his three children two hours.
And they got to drive 2 hours home.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? You got 4 hours in the car with three kids.
I can't imagine 4 hours in a car with three kids, let alone.
And you put them through this. This is what you get out. He told the Courier newspaper, quote, there was a guy wandering around apparently dressed as Willy Wonka, but he didn't seem interested. He then got inside, and there were a couple of props and a plastic chocolate thing. And in the next room, they had test tubes of jelly babies. And I said to the kids, at least they would get a bag of sweets, but they gave him one single sweet each.
What? Oh, man, I'd be flipping a table. I'll tell you what.
One parent wrote on Facebook, quote, "My wee girl's eight. She was devastated. Said it was the worst day ever in her life, and she had a wee cry as we made our way to the nearest bus stop to travel back into the city center."
She had a wee cry.
She had a wee cry. While another said, "Absolutely shocking." Especially after standing for 30 minutes to get in. Chocolate experience with no chocolate in the building.
Oh my gosh.
The event website, Willie's Chocolate Experience, boasted of an enchanted garden full of giant sweets, vibrant blooms, mysterious-looking sculptures, and magical surprises.
That sounds like a box of cereal. It sounds it sounds like somebody's describing Lucky Charms to me right now.
I'll tell you what. If that were real, that would be the greatest place I've ever been.
It would be fun. There are places, some of these places in Chicago even, where they have, you know, the surreal sort of places where you go in and it's sort of surreal. They had a couple places that I visited in the past.
Yeah, like the immersive art experiences.
Where you're staying. Those are great. Like, that's a fun thing to do. And this isn't, you know, in nowadays when you can get some of this stuff sort of mass produced, this sort of decoration stuff, it shouldn't be that hard.
No, it shouldn't. And like, you can get a lot of this shit done with like projectors.
Yeah.
To like create really cool, big, large effects. And candy's fucking cheap, man. Yeah. Candy is super fucking cheap to make kids happy candy. Not like candy I want to eat, but kid happy candy.
Oh man, easy.
Easy and cheap. So it also promised live performances and an immersive adventure for attendees, including a Twilight Tunnel and an imagination lab where, quote, "the boundaries between reality and fantasy harmoniously merge."
The thing is that when you look at this picture, this just means your fantasy sucks.
It's a fucking concrete floor with concrete walls and like garage doors and like an overhead, industrial heater.
Yeah, like a heater.
A handful of prop up tables, chairs, and a single sad bounce house.
And like one test tube full of sweets.
Oh my God. And I love that the organizer said a Facebook quote on a post on Saturday. "Today has been a very stressful and frustrating day for many. And for that, we are truly sorry. Unfortunately, last minute, we were let down in many areas of our event and we tried our best to continue on and push through. And we now realize we probably should have canceled first thing in the morning instead. We apologize and have given refunds to everybody," blah, blah, blah. Like, how do you, Cecil? So you've worked restaurants, you've worked retail, you've worked other jobs. There's a moment where you're like, okay, are we ready to open? Mm-hmm. So the organizer had to have looked around. Like, maybe they had a whole bunch of their shit canceled, right? Like maybe they had a bunch of their suppliers and, you know, other people are supposed to come bring their stuff. It all canceled. But there's still a moment, right, where it's like 8:58 and you look around and you've got a fucking empty warehouse.
Yeah.
And you don't have any candy and you have a bunch of prop tables set up.
And one sad guy in a Willy Wonka.
One guy in a Willy Wonka. Everybody else called in sick. You got one Willy Wonka. And you got to be like, we're not opening these doors.
I also feel very much for performers who have to do this stuff, who show up to a place, they get hired for something like this. Could you imagine being how mortified you'd be as the performer at a place like this?
Well, no wonder the guy wasn't excited.
No, I would be
fucking embarrassed.
I'd be embarrassed.
I would be driving away still dressed as Willy Wonka in my car.
I'd be as embarrassed. I'd be like, well, I'm going to get some chocolate for myself. I'm just going to eat a chocolate bar every 30 seconds for the rest of the day.
Until I feel better.
Drown my sorrows in fucking Hershey's syrup.
That's so sad.
Are you kidding me?
It's so sad.
It was the saddest pictures I've seen. As soon as I saw it, I was like, aw.
There's
nothing
there.
I felt for those
there.
Little kids. It sucks.
I would be beside myself if I was a little kid.
I think you
get all ramped up. Do you remember how excited you got as a kid? Things got built up in your mind when you were a kid in a way that they don't as an adult.
This last year, our buddy has a young daughter, and our buddy, his wife, and their young daughter, and my wife and I went to a local place nearby that's like a pumpkin farm. It's got apple picking, and then it also has a corn maze and some rides that kids can go on, slides and shit. I'm not kidding. It's beautiful. It's a cool little park and they do a good job of putting stuff on. But none of it as an adult is even remotely interesting, right? The the slide is you walk over to this big slide, you sort of go up the hill, and then it's almost like one of those carnival slides that you go
right,
down
yeah.
where there's a hump and then you use the sack and you
yeah,
go down.
Right.
The kid literally couldn't get enough. Kids are easy, right?
Yeah.
Kids
oh,
are
yeah.
easy. The kid wanted to play on a big sort of playground type thing that had some monkey bars and some other stuff where a bunch of kids were playing. The kids were having literally the time of their life yeah. on this thing, right?
Yep.
And it is just a fucking jungle gym. There's yep. nothing. There's nothing special about it.
Right.
Kids are easy to entertain. This is such a flop in that case because kids are pretty easy
yeah.
to get excited about stuff like this.
All they had to do, the organizers, when they realized that all their other dreams fell through, I'd have been like, okay, we didn't pay those other suppliers, right? They didn't show up with my whimsy and magic or whatever. We're going to fill this place full of candy.
What I would
this
do is,
place is we're going to go out. We're going to fill this place full of candy.
I would say, cool. You know what we're going to do is we're going to get a bunch of kiddie pools and I'm just going to pour fucking chocolate bars in them.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the kids could just dive around in chocolate bars, eat them. Get sick, go to the bathroom in there, whatever kids do, I don't know.
All of the above. Yeah. All of the above. God damn. I worked at a Burger King back in the 90s that had one of those like play places in it, including like the ball pit. Do you remember that?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Man, I worked there for 4 years. Nobody ever cleaned that.
What?
Ever. Never. I worked there for 4 years. We cleaned the bathrooms. We cleaned the dining room.
I guarantee you.
Nobody ever cleaned it.
I guarantee you. All that stuff got shipped off to a bioweapon lab. Guaranteed. The United States, that's where COVID came
from.
Yeah,
right?
We, like a, accidentally a bat fell in there. That's when we got it because of you.
Yeah, when
seriously though, how do you even clean it?
I have no idea.
Like, how would you clean
nobody,
it? You have to power wash
but I mean,
or something.
Nobody cleaned the slides. Nobody cleaned any of the climb upon stuff. Nobody ever
did you have
cleaned
any, kid,
any
like,
of
take
it.
A shit in there or anything?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anyone ever. But no, the thing is, like, so nobody cleaned it that it wasn't on anyone's list. Like, you get a, like, everyone's like,
oh, yeah,
okay.
I know. Sure, yeah, you have a
it's
thing.
It's not on anyone's list.
The close-up stuff.
Right. It's not on anyone's close-up shop list.
You didn't walk by it with, like, some Lysol
no,
and just spray
nobody,
it in there?
What you did was you cleaned the tables, you mopped the floor, like, you cleaned the areas
but
around
the balls
it.
And shit, like, all that
no.
stuff?
No. You remember the anthrax scare? When the white powder was being...
Sure.
That was just scraped right off the balls in the ball pit. You just take a pocket knife and you just scrape that shit right off of it.
Somebody just died.
Dude, the teenagers would go in there and fucking make out all the time.
Oh.
It's fucking disgusting.
You lay your girl down and you have to move a diaper out of the way. Just pushing a diaper out of the way.
Well, I do remember like-
Honey, look out. There's a little bit of vomit behind your head from a kid who-
That's okay.
He ate his fucking double cheeseburger too quick and then went down the slide.
God, you couldn't pay me to get in one of those things. Now knowing, like
sure,
knowing what
sure.
I know,
I don't even
know.
Like, there's a part of me though that
yeah.
genuinely wonders how the fuck do you even start to clean it, right? Because
yeah.
you couldn't figure it out where you and nobody cared. But there, I'm sure there's got to be a place where somebody had to do that in the past. If you, this is a plea to the listeners.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to clean a ball pit? And if so, how?
Yeah. What? Like, all I can think, Cecil, is that they get sucked out and like churned in water and antiseptic,
so,
and then put back.
So you know how you have the porta potty
of
trucks that come
yeah.
by. I feel like they must have one with like a ball,
like
vacuum.
A play place
like
vacuum,
a big play
yeah.
place vacuum. It sucks it up into like a cement mixer full of water. It spins around and then it shits them out into something else, and then they just get shot back in there in a big fucking shotgun worth of fucking balls.
The king balls. Get in there.
Thanks for
cleaning your balls.
Thanks for cleaning my balls and your cement mixer. Amazing. All right. Let's get wrap it up for this show. We'll be back on Monday with another full show. So, but we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, Cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.